You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'd like to thank everyone out there for helping out with tonight's free association episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. How many times can I say Bubbles in the Think Tank in a couple of minutes? I can say Bubbles in the Think Tank a lot of times in a couple of minutes. Just about ready to roll into the radio obituaries. But you know I gotta remind you, because it's really how the radio obituaries make a gal feel. You really need to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the radio obituaries. And our initial radio obituary tonight is for Prince. That's all I'm going to say about it, other than after hearing a lot and reading about a lot of different tributes so far, as usual, it's my goal for the Bubbles in the Think Tank radio obituary not to sound much at all like anyone else's, and I think we may have achieved this status quite clearly. You'll also want to check out, you're going to want to check out our associate producer and valet, when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak, his upcoming episode of his Omnipop Omnibus. Wait, when is it? When's it coming? When's it coming up? I thought I knew when it was coming up. Monday the 25th. Rolling right up. So Monday night from 9 until 11 Eastern over on WOMR, a different radio station that we also love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're going to want to make sure that you check out Fred's tribute to Prince as well, because it will be different from this one. Isn't that nice how that works? We take care of each other here in the fold. All right, just going to jump right into it. And figured I should do it first since I didn't do a good job of timing it out. You don't need to know about my process. You really don't need to know about my process. It's the initial radio obituary for Prince right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
dollar. Don't delay, honey. Daddy's gonna give you some stimulus money.
Baby, you know it, you know it now. Yes, you know it. A creep. Leaving the theater. And I started to do some thinking. I just came back out here to tell you that everything I said to you tonight was a complete lie. I am a total phony and a fraud, and Laurie Stone from The Village Voice is absolutely right. I am petty, bilious, and adolescent. And I will cut the fame shit out for just this moment. If I could, I would walk right out to that box office and return every penny you people have spent here tonight. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Because without me, without you, I'm nothing. You know, I always wanted to be the kind of person who really took chances in life. Someone who got off of the main highways and took those little back roads and byways and experienced a kind of an America that few of us get to see. A bittersweet, melancholy, brave America. I wanted to walk through the Midwest early in the morning and watch all the farmers on their way to work in the amber fields of grain in Nebraska. To pick grapes next to my Chicano brothers and sisters out in the hot California sun. To see the morning light shining off the Lady of the Harbor onto all the Korean grocers as they stock their salad bars. These were the sounds, sights, and smells I wanted to incorporate in my worldview. To learn how to change my own damn tires and jack up my car and get dirt under my nails and really live life to the fullest. I never wanted to depend on AAA. And I don't know if I've become that kind of a person. But I would like to dedicate this last song tonight to all those who came before me and forged those aesthetic and emotional highways that I've traveled down so effortlessly. To those who had the guts to live life right on the edge, I dedicate this song to Apollonia. Life implies. But above all, I want to dedicate this song to the purple paisley god himself, to the little man who chooses to sit all alone, naked under a cherry moon. Love sexy. It's the sign of the times. It's the sign of the times. It's the sign over times. I guess I should have known.
Started to worry, wondered if I had enough class.
The Post initial radio obituary is for Richard Lyons, a founding member of the experimental music collective Negative Land. An insatiable musician and artist, he was known by his pseudonyms and alter egos ranging from radio personality Dick Vaughan to preacher Pastor Dick. His numerous contributions to Negative Land's legacy include finding the Estes W. Perkle LP, sampled in the band's infamous 1987 Christianity is Stupid track. He's also responsible for issuing the fake press release claiming that the song had played a role in 16-year-old David Brahms' real-life axe murder of his Rochester, Minnesota family. That's something everybody's looking for in their obit. Richard Lyons just passed away at 57. It's the the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Supposing you're watching the Playboy Channel, and it's just about time for them to have an orgasm, when all of a sudden, wham, the horrible noise comes in and completely destroys your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. There it goes again. That awful interference wrecking your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. You've called the cable TV company 6 times. Each time the technician comes out, he can't fix the problem. Sound is more important than you are. That sound is more important than your entire life. And it will stop you from having an orgasm on the Playboy Channel.
Lightning, thunder, lightning.
If that barometer cost me $150, now will you clean that mess up this instant?
Thunder, lightning, I hope you're all tucked in.
All right, Data Jones, you get out of that luxury chair. Will you get out of that luxury chair? Get out of that luxury chair this instant.
Testing 1, 2, 3, hello. It recorded miracle.
This is the Wills of Bones stupid show again. We're now in Tommy's room and Tommy's tuning his little radio. Isn't it cute?
Wait a minute. Grandma's all mad at the turkey.
Well. That's Tommy's little radio.
Okay. What do you think of this voice coming up?
All right, let's hear it.
Welcome to Casual. Yeah, I knew it was going to be that. It's going to be...
How do you like that?
Well, there wasn't much.
much of it. Say it again.
It's going to be a whole lot of milk.
Oh, well, I want a lot of mucus. Oh, well, I need a lot of mucus.
What do you think? Is it good?
Here's a call.
I'm going to put sugar in there. I thought I had flour.
You're going to put sugar in the microphone?
No, I thought I grabbed the flour and instead it was the sugar. That would have been a disaster.
You heard that three times. What do you think?
Well, what am I supposed to think of that? There isn't much to think about. It's just some guy saying something about casual talk. What does that mean? Yes, whose house? I can't understand what he's saying, David.
I'll try it one more time.
Casual talk, whose house?
There it is.
Pink's house.
Welcome to Casual Talk, Pink's house.
Pink or cake?
I'll try it again.
Welcome to Casual Talk, Pink's house.
Cakes. I'll try it again.
Don't have any idea.
No,
what
that it's word. A complete mystery.
It's
I'll play it at a different speed. Oh, that won't matter. I can't get it. Uncle something, Uncle Pate's house.
No, let's see if I can try it at speed. That's too loud. What did that say?
I didn't hear anything.
Welcome to Casual Talk, Pate's house.
Okay, that was slowed down.
Well, I'm sorry, David. I don't know what it is. Better just forget it.
Here it is, normal speed.
You already played at normal speed.
I didn't think it was that funny when I did it.
You still can't get...
I don't know.
Is that the only word you can't get?
Yeah, that's the only word.
It's welcome to, and then what's the rest?
I said I don't know. How often I got to say... I'm getting tired of talking. Forget it.
You know all the words except that one.
Except the word before house.
Damn it. Oh, you do know the last word.
Something house, yeah.
What's the first part of it?
I said it sounded like cake house.
The first part of the sentence.
That's terrible.
Well, I even forgot now. I don't know what it is. Welcome to something.
Okay, you got it. I'll play it once more and then I'll
casual
stop.
Talk, isn't it?
Welcome to Casual Talk, Pink's house.
Welcome to Casual Talk, somebody's house. I don't know whose house. Okay, thank God.
Dave's. D as in dog.
Dave's?
Yeah.
Dave's house. Who's, you mean your house?
I don't know who's that.
Well, who is it that's talking?
I don't know. I just wanted you to see.
And actually, that's five with a double word score.
Now, how do you like your Christmas singing?
Your hips and your lips and the way that you laugh. Your very great height, just like a giraffe. Your straight brown hair, so recently cut. Your yellow duck feet, the size of your butt. Your extra sharp pencils, the way that you see. The things that you draw. The reasons you had for leaving New York. The food that you make that I eat with my fork. The car that you fix when the A-track is broke. The Dunhill cigarette. Occasionally smoke all of these things.
miss you, my darling, when I'm eating my toast. And I know that you love me, and I love you the most. And I'll make you in.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Leon Haywood, the American funk and soul singer, songwriter, and record producer best known for his 1975 hit single, I Wanna Do Something Freaky to You. It's been much sampled. In his teens, he performed with a local group and worked as an accompanist, to blues musician Guitar Slim. And in the 60s, when he moved to L.A., he worked with saxophonist Big J. McNeely. That's who got him to record his first single, Without a Love. It was an instrumental on the Small Swingin' record label. After that, he went on to join Sam Cooke's band as a keyboardist until Sam Cooke passed away. Gosh, Leon Haywood did a whole bunch of stuff, but he just passed away at 74. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And then she did. fellas. One more time, fellas.
I think it must be the ultimate radio obituary. Yes, the ultimate radio obituary now for Lonnie Mack. Cincinnati boy, American rock, blues, and country singer and guitarist. As a featured artist, his recording career spanned from 63 to 1990, but he kept on performing into the early 2000s, and he was best known for his 1963 instrumentals Memphis and Wham. Lonnie Mack just passed away at 74. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
But darling, please, once more.
That just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Lonnie Mack and tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. But you know we'll be right back here for you next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.